Teolingva nyelvvizsga, hallás utáni értés, angol alapfok, B1-es szint. Kérjük, a feladatlapokat hagyja a borítékban az első meghallgatás alatt. B1 alapfok, első feladat.
Build bridges, not fences. Once upon a time, two brothers who lived on two neighboring farms fell into conflict. It was the first serious quarrel in 40 years of farming side by side. It began with a small misunderstanding, and it grew into a major difference. They exchanged bitter words, and then it was followed by weeks of silence. One morning, there was a knock on John's door. He opened it to find a man with a carpenter's toolbox. "I'm looking for a few days' work," he said. "Perhaps you have a few small jobs here and there. Could I help you?" "Yes," said the older brother, "I do have a job for you. Look across the creek at that farm. That's my neighbor. In fact, it's my younger brother. Last week, there was a field between us, and then he took his bulldozer to the riverbank, and he made a creek between us. Well, maybe he wanted to make me angry, but I'll pay him back. Can you see that pile of wood? I want you to build me a high fence, so I won't need to see his face anymore." The carpenter said, "I think I understand the situation. I'll be able to do a job that pleases you." The older brother had to go to town, so he helped the carpenter get the materials ready, and then he was off for the day. The carpenter worked hard all that day. About sunset, when the farmer returned, the carpenter had just finished his job. The farmer's eyes opened wide. His jaw dropped. There was no fence there at all, but instead, there was a bridge. A bridge stretching from one side of the creek to the other. He was so surprised that he could not believe his eyes when he saw that the neighbor, his younger brother, was coming across the bridge, his hand outstretched. "You are quite a fellow to build this bridge after all those terrible things I've said and done." The two brothers stood at each end of the bridge, and then they met in the middle, taking each other's hand. When they turned back, they saw the carpenter just leaving. "No, wait, stay a few days. I've a lot of other jobs for you," said the older brother. "I'd love to stay on," the carpenter said, "but I have many more bridges to build."
Vegye elő az egyes számú feladatlapot. Egy percig dolgozhat, majd még egyszer fogja hallani a szöveget, és újabb 2 perc áll rendelkezésére. Hallgatás közben is írhat. A hangjelzést követően helyezze az egyes számú feladatlapot a borítékra.
Build bridges, not fences. Once upon a time, two brothers who lived on two neighboring farms fell into conflict. It was the first serious quarrel in 40 years of farming side by side. It began with a small misunderstanding, and it grew into a major difference. They exchanged bitter words, and then it was followed by weeks of silence. One morning, there was a knock on John's door. He opened it to find a man with a carpenter's toolbox. "I'm looking for a few days' work," he said. "Perhaps you have a few small jobs here and there. Could I help you?" "Yes," said the older brother, "I do have a job for you. Look across the creek at that farm." "That's my neighbor. In fact, it's my younger brother. Last week, there was a field between us, and then he took his bulldozer to the riverbank, and he made a creek between us. Well, maybe he wanted to make me angry, but I'll pay him back. Can you see that pile of wood? I want you to build me a high fence so I won't need to see his face anymore." The carpenter said, "I think I understand the situation. I'll be able to do a job that pleases you." The older brother had to go to town, so he helped the carpenter get the materials ready, and then he was off for the day. The carpenter worked hard all that day. About sunset, when the farmer returned, the carpenter had just finished his job. The farmer's eyes opened wide. His jaw dropped. There was no fence there at all, but instead, there was a bridge. A bridge stretching from one side of the creek to the other. He was so surprised that he could not believe his eyes when he saw that the neighbor, his younger brother, was coming across the bridge, his hand outstretched. "You are quite a fellow to build this bridge after all those terrible things I've said and done." The two brothers stood at each end of the bridge, and then they met in the middle, taking each other's hand. When they turned back, they saw the carpenter just leaving. "No, wait, stay a few days. I've a lot of other jobs for you," said the older brother. "I'd love to stay on," the carpenter said, "but I have many more bridges to build."
Most hallgassa meg a második szöveget először. A feladatlapot még ne vegye elő. B1 alapfok, második feladat.
The hungry children fed. Marge, a poor widow, spoke one morning to her 5 young children. My darlings, I can give you nothing to eat this morning. I have no bread or anything else to eat. Ask the dear Lord to help us. He is rich and mighty, and has said himself, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. Little Robin, who was just 7 years old, was very hungry and sad as she walked to the school. As she passed by the open door of the church, she went in, and kneeling down, she prayed with a loud voice in what she thought was an empty church. Dear Father in heaven, we children have nothing to eat. Our mother has no bread, no meat, not even a piece of fruit. Oh, help us, give us and our dear mother something to eat. You are rich and mighty and can easily help us. So prayed little Robin, trusting with her childlike simplicity. Then she continued on to school. When she came home, she saw upon the table a large loaf of bread, a dish of meat, and a basket of fruits. Now thanks to God, she cried joyfully, he has heard my prayer. Mother, has an angel brought all these things through the window? No, my little Robin, said Marge, her mother, but still God has heard your prayer. As you kneeled at the altar, a good lady was kneeling also in her place in the church. You could not see her, but she saw you and heard your prayer. She has sent us these things. She is the angel through whom God has helped us. Now thank God and never forget through your whole life to call upon God in your day of trouble.
Vegye elő a 2-es számú feladatlapot. 1 percig dolgozhat, majd még 2-szer fogja hallani a szöveget. Közben 1 perc, utólag 2 perc szünettel.
The hungry children fed. Marge, a poor widow, spoke one morning to her 5 young children. My darlings, I can give you nothing to eat this morning. I have no bread or anything else to eat. Ask the dear Lord to help us. He is rich and mighty, and has said himself, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. Little Robin, who was just 7 years old, was very hungry and sad as she walked to the school. As she passed by the open door of the church, she went in, and kneeling down, she prayed with a loud voice in what she thought was an empty church. Dear Father in heaven, we children have nothing to eat. Our mother has no bread, no meat, not even a piece of fruit. Oh, help us, give us and our dear mother something to eat. You are rich and mighty and can easily help us. So prayed little Robin, trusting with her childlike simplicity. Then she continued on to school. When she came home, she saw upon the table a large loaf of bread, a dish of meat, and a basket of fruits. "Now thanks to God," she cried joyfully, "He has heard my prayer. Mother, has an angel brought all these things through the window?" "No, my little Robin," said Marge, her mother, "but still God has heard your prayer. As you kneeled at the altar, a good lady was kneeling also in her place in the church. You could not see her, but she saw you and heard your prayer. She has sent us these things. She is the angel through whom God has helped us. Now thank God and never forget through your whole life to call upon God in your day of trouble." The Hungry Children Fed. Marge, a poor widow, spoke one morning to her five young children. "My darlings, I can give you nothing to eat this morning. I have no bread or anything else to eat. Ask the dear Lord to help us. He is rich and mighty, and has said himself, 'Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee.'" Little Robin, who was just 7 years old, was very hungry and sad as she walked to the school. As she passed by the open door of the church, she went in, and kneeling down, she prayed with a loud voice in what she thought was an empty church. "Dear Father in heaven, we children have nothing to eat. Our mother has no bread, no meat, not even a piece of fruit. Oh, help us. Give us and our dear mother something to eat. You are rich and mighty and can easily help us." So prayed little Robin, trusting with her childlike simplicity. Then she continued on to school. When she came home, she saw upon the table a large loaf of bread, a dish of meat, and a basket of fruits. "Now thanks to God," she cried joyfully, "He has heard my prayer. Mother, has an angel brought all these things through the window?" "No, my little Robin," said Marge, her mother, "but still God has heard your prayer. As you kneeled at the altar, a good lady was kneeling also in her place in the church. You could not see her, but she saw you and heard your prayer. She has sent us these things. She is the angel through whom God has helped us. Now thank God and never forget through your whole life to call upon God in your day of trouble."
Fejezze be a munkát. A feladatlapokat tegye be a borítékba.